All right, family, welcome to the Afternoon Jam, special edition of the show. You know, I didn't do no promos and all that. You know, we got the judge here, and I'm just sitting here reflecting on how lucky we are to have somebody like you who's been visible in our community.
Very reachable. Very reachable.
And I think sometimes we might take it for granted that we got somebody like you. That's not just a Muskegon Heights, Northern Shores, North Muskegon.
Yeah.
All over.
I appreciate that, man. The full context of the conversation was me congratulating you on
you know, he's a judge, so he's very honest.
the number of accolades and recognitions that you know are happening, and over the years, man, you know, you've done so much work, and now people are really giving the appreciation that you deserve. And you know, and I made the observation, you know, a lot of that's coming in a whole lot of places other than in Muskegon. if we're keeping it a buck, you know, that's real, man, you know. It's no shade or anything like that, but I don't know if people really appreciate the quality of access and open channel to communicate with an entire community that you have provided for well over 20 years, 22, 23 years here, man.
Thank you, Judd. And you even know. Before mm-hmm. the underground video, you know. Oh, you was a guest on there,
my
too.
Oh, God. You know, I haven't even thought about that, you know.
The food giveaways, he's giving back so much to this community.
Well, taking
y'all, us.
Yeah, that's all him. I'm just a passenger. I don't do nothing, Judge. I just sit on, put on my seatbelt.
No, brother, you, without your work, I don't know where his work
exactly
would be.
I tell him
that he always say that. Yeah, he does. He says that on a regular basis. Yeah,
so. We have to appreciate each other.
Each other, yeah.
You know,
I get it.
So we're in the stretch.
Yes,
in the
sir.
Stretch, unfortunately.
14 days.
I will be doing my show social distancing after today.
You're on your way out of Muskegon.
On the way out. And I wanted to, you know, have you in the studio with me as my last guest before
I appreciate that.
This election cycle. Because I know that in the last couple of years, my work schedule kind of like kept me away.
Yeah,
and we used to do the show every 2 weeks, and it was never on Judge. It was me letting y'all know Judge did not stop. That was me just being stretched, and so I like I miss those days. Sometimes I like
so do I.
No, I'm like man,
so do I. But you know what? We need to appreciate the seasons that we have.
Yes,
you know, and you're in a season, man, that has taken you to places that, you know, when we were at Lindbergh, you wouldn't have even dreamed of.
I'm telling you.
and accessing and accommodating places and people that you had no concept were going to be part of your life space.
Exactly.
So, I miss it, but, you know, I appreciate the idea that seasons exist and they come and they go.
I should do the intro. Here comes the judge.
Ball, man. We had a blast.
And you know what, Judge? Yeah. You know, you deserve all the accolades you get, too. I mean, because exactly. You, as I can remember, and I've been with PA for a while.
Yes, sir.
You the first judge that agreed to come on. Am I correct on that, yeah. PA? And do it on a consistent basis. Most judges sit in their chambers and they put on a robe and they, you know, do what their job consists of.
They do their job and that's their right. And
right.
That's what they should do.
But you were willing to come out and say, this is my community. I'm from Muskegon Heights.
Well, and that's the truth, man.
I'm here. No matter what, a black robe, suit. I done seen him in a jogging suit, some tennis shoes one time. One time.
Right. Oh,
you be on the sideline at the Big Red.
I got him.
In a jogging suit?
I don't know if you have a jogging suit.
I seen him in a jogging suit one time.
Yeah, man. I seen it
one time.
Rob, you got to get up early. That's when you're jogging.
He's jogging in the morning. I ain't getting up that early. I ain't getting up at 4 a.m. watching him jog in the jogging suit.
Y'all put me in the cut, man. And I just
before we
have
talk
to
about
take it,
before we talk about election, before we talk about election, how do you feel about your Indiana Hoosiers? The undefeated.
Well, you know, so
what had happened was
they are. Well, when they hired
how long?
They're 7-0.
7-0, bro.
Okay, how long has this been?
It's been a long time.
Oh, okay.
We didn't see this coming.
Yeah.
Maybe Judge saw it coming.
So when they hired this guy,
okay,
Cignetti, I think is how you pronounce his name, I said they finally got a coach who's going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect 7-0, and who knows? You know, Big Ten might catch up to him a little later in the season, into the next season. But listen, man, I'm a Spartan.
So really? So
I'm a Spartan. I'm a Michigan State University Spartan.
When I leave here,
I'm going to a reception with MSU's president in town today.
Oh, wow.
I'm a Spartan. Now, you know, it's when it's convenient, I'll be
a Hoosier. A Hoosier.
But I'm a Spartan, man, through and through.
100%. So how does that happen? You graduated from Michigan State with your bachelor's?
Yes, got my
bachelor's. And then you got your law degree at IU. You didn't have that attachment there at IU?
You know, it's a little different, you know, when you're in grad school. The connections to the things are a little different. You know, you don't have the time for, you know, my apartment, man, I live maybe less than half a mile from the stadium at IU. Wow. I went to one game in 3 years. Didn't have the time nor the interest.
And you're more mature in grad school. Thing,
yeah, you know, you really got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, and you thinking.
So, you know, I mean, I enjoyed basketball. So one of the cool things at IU, I'm no big Bobby Knight fan, but every year he would open up Assembly Hall, 17,000 people, and it would be packed, not a seat available. And he would sit at half court in a chair with a microphone and talk for about 2 hours.
Wow.
Answer questions from the audience. And you couldn't get in there. If you weren't in line at, you know, it might be 7 p.m. when he does this. If you weren't in line by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you wasn't getting in.
Mm. Wow.
That's how big basketball and Bobby Knight was at IU. And, you know, I went to 2-3 games. I even had the fortune of being on campus when Bobby Knight was the coach of the United States Olympic team. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That team was Michael Jordan and Sam Perkins.
Mm.
And
wow.
That team. Mm. And those guys stayed at IU all summer. And we were there all summer. I was there all summer. Alvin Robertson, if you may not remember him, he played for the Pistons for a good while from Arkansas. And Michael Jordan were Q's.
Really?
Mm. Fraternity brothers. They were my fraternity brothers.
Oh, wow.
So we hung all summer. Because,
Michael Jordan?
Yeah. Because he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't do anything. Bobby Knight put the clamps on him. Okay. They couldn't have a car. They couldn't leave the campus. So they were stuck at IU all summer.
Wow.
And so, you know, these the bros, man. So we got a chance to hook up with the bros and hang.
Wow.
And Jordan kind of went his own way because he was that guy. We hung a good while. But Alvin hung with the bros every day.
Okay, wow.
And my story is, you know, they didn't have a car. He called me up, Pitt, need a ride. I say, okay, man, I'll be by. Pick him up. He said, I need to get to Western Union. Now, we're talking about 1984.
Mm. Mm.
There was no Cash App. There was no Zelle. right? There was Western Union. So that's where you got your money.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
And he said, yeah, I got some money coming in at Western Union. I need a ride over there. Pick him up, take him over there. What he had done, he was, you know, he was a first round pick. So he was in the process of picking his agent. And these guys all wanted to represent him. He had called 4 different agents, or they were staying in contact with him. He told them, I'm down here in Bloomington. I'm broke. Well, can you help me out? We left Western Union, man. He had $12,000 in his hand because these guys was wiring him these thousands because they wanted to represent him. Of course, that was illegal.
You weren't doing no Uber back then? That would have been
no, man. I had my old Omni, Dodge Omni, and he wanted this money because what these guys did all the time, because they couldn't do anything else, they had these big high stakes poker games. I mean, these guys was gambling thousands of dollars.
Wow.
So he needed money for the poker game that night, man.
Man, that's crazy.
And, wow. And the upshot of it is he didn't hire not one of those guys. He went with a whole different guy.
Wow.
So
Judge, we're in the stretch, and we gotta say this. We have invited
your opponent,
Kendra Robinson, and she has denied to come on. She said thank you, but no thank you to being on radio with us. And I just want to let Muskegon know we have interviewed Republicans, Democrat, Zach Lauren, who we might have disagreed with how he carried himself a couple years ago. He kind of tamed down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we interviewed Zach Lauren and he was very happy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We would have never brought somebody in because you are my friend.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to disrespect them.
No.
I just want to say that on the record that we don't do that.
That's not the kind here. Of man. Yeah. That's not the kind of men you all are. That's first. But if you don't really know this community, you don't know that. Yeah. That's first.
Yes.
Second, it is the height of arrogance and hubris to be declared as a candidate and announce and refuse and make the announcement that I am not talking, because she did that. She did
yes.
that on one of her Facebook things. And then to not open yourself to the community. I've lived in Muskegon, except for the times I was away at school in a couple years. I've lived here my entire life. That's 60 some years. And I am grateful for the opportunity to open myself to the questions and to tell people about myself, even though I've lived here
right.
my entire life, because I'm asking for what arguably is one of the most important things that people own in this country, and that is their vote. And if I want your vote, if I should have the opportunity to request and earn your vote, then I have the responsibility and the duty to speak to you. And I have gone everywhere. You name it. If people said, we'd like to hear from you, we're having this, I have been there. I have moved things. I have made it my business to answer people in their quest to know who I am as they make decisions about who they're voting for. Wow. So, folks, let's get real. Let's be serious about it. You can't gauge and appreciate and understand the depth, the character, the integrity, the experience, the ability, the commitment of a billboard or of a yard sign
mm-hmm.
or of a bus stop seat. You gauge that by engaging with the people who want your vote, who will ultimately be responsible for making life-changing decisions for, if not you, someone you know and others in this community.
Absolutely.
Honorable Judge Pittman, we're live on radio, live on social media. You can go to our Facebook page or YouTube page to catch this conversation. Judge, under your past, what? How long have you been a judge now? 24?
26 years. My son has only known me as Judge Pittman. He's
oh, wow.
26 years old. He was in his mother's womb when I got sworn in January of 1998.
How? Tell us about your growth from the young Judge Pittman to the now seasoned veteran.
Well, just think about your own growths.
Yes.
Just think about who you were 26 years ago.
Yeah.
And if you're not growing, if you're not changing, my father made something very clear for me when I went away to Michigan State. And I came home and, you know, there were a couple folks who, you know, got a little fly, got a little slick mouth about the idea that you, man, you didn't change. And that bothered me, you know, because I just want to be, I still want to be the homies. I want to be one of the guys.
Right.
And my father looked at me and said, boy, as much money as we spending, as much time as you're spending in what you're doing, you better change.
Mm.
You better be different.
Mm.
And if I cannot attest to the idea that 26 years of the experience, where I, my slogan indicates that I'm proven, if I can't attest to those 26 years being a growth period, oh my God, what am I doing there?
Exactly.
Right. Why am I there? What's the point? What's the purpose? And that growth manifests itself in all manner of ways. And I'd like to think that I am operating at a level that I have not seen before in those 26 years, a level that I think this community can be proud of and appreciate. You know, the decision-making process of a 63-year-old man who's seen a fair number of things over the course of these 26 years, it's a lot different than the decision-making process of a 36-year-old man when I was appointed.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, Judge Pittman, Tony McLeod, Big Tony Mac down in Dallas said,
T-Mac.
Judge P has always been a great man for the community. Vote for Judge Pittman.
Come on back and get your registration. Square it away and let me get that one vote.
Taking all you can get.
I'm taking all I can get, man.
Has anything changed since the last time we had you on radio? I know there was a court file and there was a court
yes.
case.
So, you know, part of this is such a strange process, brothers.
Mm.
It's like I'm shadow boxing.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make the candidacy take this candidacy space, but there's nobody here for me to to answer the community about when the challenge is made, and you're challenging me. So where are we at? My opponent came out, and I said this in a Facebook post last week. My opponent came out in May with a incredibly misleading and false, factually false flyer about a number of things about me. And I immediately, after we sent her letters, my attorney sent letters asking for the retraction and the apology, and we'd be done with it. Refused to do that for whatever reason. And I took the step of filing for an injunction, a restraining order. And there's some really not very bright people out there that think when I said restraining order, I'm trying to keep her away from me.
Oh, like a PPO. What do you
Yeah, that's a personal protection.
Yeah.
Which is a form of restraining order. Mm-hmm. But restraining orders also in the legal world restrain behaviors or things that people do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was attempting to restrain the continued dissemination of this false information. That's what that's about. So we went to court. There are a few steps involved in a restraining order process. First is called the temporary restraining order, which is the immediate emergency restraining order because it is of such a nature that if we don't do this right now, irreparable harm will occur and we won't be able to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a high standard. Right. The judge denied the TRO, the temporary restraining order. We pled three different areas in which we felt that she was derelict in the law.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them continue with this particular judge. The third was dismissed, and there are some really intellectually challenged people who felt like this was a big win because he dismissed that third piece. He dismissed the third piece because independently, a couple of judges in the 14th Circuit felt like what they knew versus what was in the flyers was so egregious that they filed their own independent complaint with the Judicial Tenure Commission and the Attorney Grievance Commission.
Wow.
Because of the nature of what they knew versus what was inside of that flyer. The judge dismissed my filing, and we kind of figured he would, but if you don't file it, it's gone forever. Right. He dismissed that because the reasoning was the forum for the appropriate forum for these matters in this count are with the Attorney Grievance Commission and the Judicial Tenure Commission. They have it. I am dismissing this from the lawsuit I'm hearing.
Okay.
It's not dead. It's just been dismissed from this part and dealt with at that level, which, by the way, again, there are some incredibly intellectually challenged people who don't understand that because of the two bodies being engaged in those complaints, because my challenger serves on the Attorney Grievance Commission, they agreed that they were going to escalate the matter straight to the Michigan Supreme Court. Wow. To take themselves out of the position of conflict, either as two conflicting bodies of the same jurisdiction, and because she's a part of one of the bodies as a member of that grievance commission. So somebody out there is still trying to say, well, he's lying. He can't go to the Supreme Court. It went to the Supreme Court. How do I know that? I saw the letter that the Supreme Court sent, the commission sent, saying we must move this on to the Supreme Court to avoid the impropriety or the conflict that may exist.
So the lawsuit, those other two charges are still going.
They're still pending. The issue obviously is that we're now at the end of the election season, so even my winning will render the remedy to be moot, because I just didn't want you to be able to use this false information during the course of the campaign. Here's what she did. When the lawsuit came down and the other matters with the tenure and grievance commissions, she changed the flyer. She changed the language. She changed it again. Then she changed it for a third time. Huh. If you, Rob, are telling the truth the first time, why possibly would you change what you said?
I wouldn't.
Three times.
I wouldn't.
Nobody would.
No.
Except that you are attempting to find a way to say something that you cannot truthfully say that is acceptable enough for you to continue to do it and to hopefully maybe get yourself out of some of the what I think is significant trouble that you got.
Man, time is fine. We only got a few more minutes, Judge. But you didn't do no flyers, because I mean, I'm sure there are damaging things out there that you, I don't know if you bound to certain things you can't do. I heard about things that went on with the CASA board here in Muskegon,
Child Abuse Council.
And being removed. I don't know how true that is. I haven't seen the documents, but
it's very true. And the minutes will so reflect. It was a vote taken in during the board meeting. I'm a member of that board, and I voted for her removal.
And what was the reason why that she was removed? If it can be discussed. I don't know if it can be discussed.
I would say it this way, because one of the things I think people appreciate or should have that information. They should know who you are.
Right.
But it is of such a nature, in my opinion, that I don't want to be the one
to share it,
to go delve deeply into that. That's a matter within her home.
The child abuse council is a 501c3, correct? It's a nonprofit, right?
It is a nonprofit. Yes, okay. Sir.
You can find it.
We yes, can sir. For you.
Wow. So, but I would say this. Ultimately, the vote was not necessarily about what you did or didn't do. I'm not getting into that. That's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
The vote was about whether the manner in which you carry yourself and see the matters of how we are here to protect children. No longer does the way it appears you are handling that sort of responsibility is in sync with what we believe on this board is the responsibility of the Child Abuse Council.
Mm.
I can say it that way.
Well, so you didn't do to her what she done to you, even though it's yours was violent.
Never.
We also fact checked this stuff.
Never will. Yeah. Never will. Yeah. Never yeah. would, because this should be about our qualifications to serve. This shouldn't be about trying to gin up as much negativity and vitriol and animosity as you possibly can, and then hoping to ride that wave into this anti-vote. Her strategy is the same strategy that was employed in 2022. Let's tap into the fact that this man has been sitting for more than 20 some years. And obviously, there will be people who do not agree with the decisions that I've made, and who have the animosity that they have, whether it is for good reason or whether it is a frivolous reason. Doesn't matter. The point is, those folks feel the way they feel. Let's tap into that. And then let's add on to that the type of information that calls into question my character, which is these ideas about being removed or being disciplined, which is a big deal. In since 1971, there have only been approximately 42 judges disciplined by the Michigan Supreme Court. We're talking about over 50 years.
Well, he weren't from Muskegon, right?
And he wasn't disciplined.
He wasn't disciplined.
He was voted out because people were hearing this,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they voted to just remove him. And the Supreme Court said it's moot. He's no longer a judge. We don't need to discipline him. And the case went away.
Okay.
One in 50 some years in Muskegon.
Wow.
So when somebody says Judge Pittman was disciplined by the Michigan Supreme Court,
that sounds bad.
That is a tremendously big deal. That's a huge thing. That means a lot. That carries a lot of weight. That means that I am not performing in a manner that the Michigan Supreme Court says is how judges should operate. And I should be looked at,
mm-hmm.
if that be true. Fact of the matter is, it's not true. It went as the October surprise in 2022. Nothing I could really do to get in front of it anymore.
Right. Right.
It just came out the way it came out. But in 2024, and this is the what you lead with, oh, we're fighting back, because I am a judge who is not disciplined by the Michigan Supreme Court. I'm a judge who's been appointed by the Michigan Supreme Court. I've been appointed to mentor judges. This isn't me just talking. This isn't an informal. There is a program that the Supreme Court utilizes, where they use judges that they respect to serve as mentors for newly appointed or elected judges. I mentor Judge Christina Elmore in Kent County.
Know her.
Yeah. And she's a bad sister.
Yes.
I mean, she knows what she's doing. She is serious. I was appointed in 2017 to mentor.
Wow.
Officially. I had to make reports to the Supreme Court about our activities as mentor and mentee.
Wow.
I've been appointed to committees of the Supreme Court. I have been appointed by the State Court Administrator's Office to serve as faculty in the Michigan Judicial Institute. Wow. I'm not somebody who they got to look at and say, boy, we don't know about you. I'm somebody that they pick up the phone and say, Judge, do you have the time? Would you be willing to serve? I served on the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee of the Michigan Supreme Court by their appointment.
Wow.
But Doug Sims says, great interview. I can't see that again. Great interview and good information. Team Pittman all day.
Amen.
Judge, we got a roll, but you want to give out your website and how people get in contact with you, and if you're taking donations and all that campaign.
14 days. My website is Judge Pittman, Pittman 2024, judgepittman2024.com. There is a donate function on that website. If you are so inclined, feel free. But listen, folks, we're at 14 days. Get out and vote. And vote for me.
You ain't gonna say, I don't care who you vote for. Let's get out here and vote.
No, that's every year except this year. This year for probate court judge, vote for a person who's done the work, done the job. Before I came in here, PA, before we went on the air, I took a call from somebody I knew who was seeking some information that I could share with them. That's who I am.
Yeah. You're the real deal, Judge.
And, yes,
and I can tell you this, while the pandemic was going on, Judge Penn was still going to the courthouse working.
Every day. Never, didn't miss a day.
Was there.
And there are judges who still
working from home. I'm here
are working from home
and they're not being challenged working from home. There are judges, Ms. Gigan, who are working from home. They staff haven't seen them. Hell, we had a assessor that was working from home. I think that's your homeboy. Mm-hmm. He's not running for election again, but all right, Judge, thank you. I guess I don't have to ask you about shouldn't ask you about the national.
No. Unfortunately, there are people out there with their pen and paper, and they're ready to write down everything I say and file their measly little complaint that I have to deal with that eventually gets thrown out. So I'm going to stay right in. I'm going to stay in the lines.
Right
in the lines.
All right, family. Got to go, Judge. This is my Muskegon, and I got a roll. PA got business to take care of. Pray for me.
God bless you, man.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you too, Judge.
Robert.
Love you too, Judge.
You, man. I mean that. I appreciate you guys, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I really do. Thank you.
All right, Muskegon. Love you. DJ Cutie 9 is coming up next.
God bless. Proven.